When the Spirit comes. Our text today is from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. A well-known verse. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. In church, there are people who have never changed for years. They have become Christians, but they have stagnated in their lives. A baby that is born will grow. If it doesn't grow, you go to the doctor. He or she begins to ask questions. They want to think new things. They want to learn. They don't want to be in a baby seat any longer. They want to go get out and be about here and there. This is the nature of life. Natural way. Why then is it that there are Christians who never question anymore? Why are they not growing their spiritual lives? Hebrew chapter 5 verse 12, it says, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. For how many years have you been a Christian? Every Christian should be a teacher, because we have the full teaching in the Bible. Why are only 30% of believers reading the Bible on a daily basis? If we believe that the Bible is the Word of God, but we don't read it, then something is wrong. Some have not read the Bible in years. Most believers say they have no time to read the Bible. This is a cheap excuse. It's not true. Because everybody has time to eat. Nobody's fasting for 10 years. Everybody has time to eat. And therefore, we have to eat the spiritual food which is in the Word of God. Today, you want to see what is going wrong in most of the believers' lives. After the resurrection of Jesus, he appeared to the disciples and said, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift the Father has promised. Who is that gift that was promised? It's the Holy Spirit. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are all the same. The one that is working on the earth today is the Holy Spirit. Why did Jesus tell the disciples they have to stay in Jerusalem? Until now, Jesus was with them. They were not ready to minister in their own strength. They had to wait for the Holy Spirit to fill them with divine power. Today, nobody has to wait anymore. Because on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came with all the power, with all the explosion. A massive outpouring of Holy Spirit. When people asked Peter, what they should do, He responded like this in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." It is normal that someone who received salvation also received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every normal, healthy Christian must have the Holy Spirit. Whether adult or child, everyone needs to be filled. This is not an option. It's a command. It's a must. You cannot live a Christian life without the Holy Spirit. The reason why many are not attending church and few are doing the work of God is that the Holy Spirit is not in them. The Holy Spirit is missing. If the Holy Spirit is missing, you can't do anything. Many Christians think that going to church is all that is needed. Maybe they pray a little bit at home and say, "We have done our duty." A healthy person who thinks understands that this is not the case. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18, "And be not drunken with wine, wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. That is a command. Again, it says in Ephesians 3:19, "That you may be filled with the measure of the fullness of God." That you be filled with the fullness of God. You must be filled completely to the measure. There is no end to it. We must be filled completely with the Holy Spirit and with the presence of God. When the Holy Spirit fills your life will change. You cannot remain the same. Look what happened at Pentecost. Only 50 days before, Peter denied to know Jesus Christ. As disciples, all the disciples, they ran away when they arrested Jesus. They hid for fear of religious leaders. They were so afraid. When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they became fearless. Those who were full of fear before became fearless. Boldly, they preach the gospel in the temple and everywhere. When the authorities forbade them to speak about Jesus, they said, "We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." The question is, what have you seen and heard? What have you seen and heard? Have you experienced the power, the fullness of the Holy Spirit in your life? Have you experienced miracles taking place? They also said, "We must obey God rather than man." This is a change that takes place when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit, you don't talk about Jesus, and you don't talk about Jesus, you quench the Spirit of God. So he cannot work in you and through you. And eventually, he will leave. Jesus said, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations." And for that, we need the Holy Spirit. In our own strength, we cannot do it. To preach and make disciples is a command that Jesus has given to us. You have no option. You must talk the name of Jesus. The disciples said, we cannot keep quiet. We cannot keep quiet. When I look at the church today, I don't see this fire anymore. In none of the churches. God is sad about the state of believers and the state of the church. People who claim to be Christians must reveal Christ in them. If you call yourself a Christian, reveal Christ through your life. If they don't do it, it means they have no Holy Spirit in them. They are not fully saved. Christians must have, it's a must, have the Holy Spirit within them. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the presence of God. Jesus didn't come to bring a new religion. There were many religions already. Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship with God. Through the Holy Spirit, you can have that relationship with God. You cannot have a relationship without the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit comes into your life will change. Speaking in tongues is only a detail. When you have the Holy Spirit, if He is living in you, you begin to read the Bible. When the Holy Spirit comes, you search the Bible, you want to know what it says. When the Holy Spirit comes, you begin to pray right. When the Holy Spirit comes, you attend church always. When the Holy Spirit comes, you evangelize, you share the gospel everywhere. When the Holy Spirit comes, you love Jesus. If any of these signs do not happen, it's a clear sign that the Holy Spirit is not in you. The Holy Spirit gives revelation. Jesus asked his disciples about what people said about him. Some said this and some said that. Then he became personal. He asked them in Matthew 16, 15 and 16, but what about you? He asked, what do you say I am? Who do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus' response showed who told Peter who he was. In the next verse, verse 17, we read, Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. So who revealed to Peter who Jesus was? It was the Holy Spirit. This is why the Holy Spirit is called revealer. He wants to reveal many things to you, and many things you can only understand with the Holy Spirit. By the Spirit, Paul prayed for the Ephesians, and in fact for all Christians, in Ephesians 3, 14 to 19. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom this whole family in heaven and on earth derives his name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of the fullness of God. We must be filled with the fullness of God. In chapter 14, verse 13, he prayed that we attain the full measure of the fullness of Christ. The full measure of the fullness of Christ. That we may attain the full measure, everything completely, we must be soaked with the Holy Spirit. This happens through the Holy Spirit who is in you. There is so much more to Christian life than simply attending church when you feel like it and when you pray with little prayer, little power. Yet a Christian who stops attending church is quenching the Holy Spirit. This is not a good thing to do, because he may leave you and you go to hell. Paul asked the Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched you? We must understand that the devil doesn't want you to go, he doesn't want you to be full of the Holy Spirit. He will do anything he can to stop you from going to the church, stop you from reading the Bible, stop you to pray. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, you understand the devil's schemes, you fight against him. You fight with the Bible verse that you have read before. If you don't read the Bible, you cannot fight, because you don't know what are your weapons. You will lose every battle in life if you don't read the Bible. That is why it is so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit and read His Word. And the Holy Spirit will reveal the Word to you. He will remind you when you need it. He will remind you of the Word that you read when you're in a fight. The Word that every Christian who does not have the Holy Spirit fall into the category of John 14:17. We read from 15, verse 15 on. If you love me, you will obey my command. If you love Jesus and you don't do what he says, you cannot say I love him. Because he said, if you love me, you will obey my command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him. The world cannot accept him. Because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. So a Christian who professes to be a Christian, but the Holy Spirit is not in him, he cannot understand the word at all. Because he says, but you know him, we know our Lord, he lives with you and will be in us. So the Holy Spirit in us reveals the things about God. If the Holy Spirit lives in you, you will know the Father. If you know the Father, you follow him whatever he says. Many of you had a father. When he said go there, you went there. If he said go there, you went. You wouldn't question, you just went. If you know the Father, you follow him whatever he says. If the Holy Spirit is in you, you stop talking like the world talks. You stop thinking like the world thinks. You begin to reveal the mind of Christ in everything you say and in everything you do. People amongst you must see that Christ lives in you. When they can feel by your talk, by your behavior, by your work, they understand something is different about you. because you reveal the mind of Christ. The world cannot accept him, nor can any Christian who doesn't have the Holy Spirit. To them, the word is foolishness. When the Spirit comes, your life will not be the same anymore. You begin to commit yourself to God and to the church. You begin to love prayer meetings, attend church from the beginning. By coming to church service late, you destroy the anointing. You yourself will not be blessed, nor will those who are in church with you. By running here and there, you destroy the anointing, and God cannot work. If the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you begin to give him the reverence and the honor that belongs to him. Going to a church is not like going to a restaurant. You go there and you are entertained. If the Holy Spirit is in you, you go to church with a clear intent to worship our Creator, the Creator of the whole universe. You come to worship the Holy God, and the Holy Spirit will fill you and those around you. This is what you have to instruct your children also, so they understand why they come to the church. When we ask some children, why do we go to church? They answer, we go to sing songs. It's a shame if children think like that, because they have not been taught by their parents. Church is much more than singing songs. We sing songs to the glory of God in worship and honor of our great God. May his name be blessed in everything that we do. May he be exalted by our worship. The Holy Spirit in us is the fullness of God in us. We need the Holy Spirit to understand these truths. If some little one listens to this message and doesn't have the Holy Spirit yet, you pray, and secondly, you contact me. You pray together. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the power of God to work in your life and through your life. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.